here holding four lines from the bottom of the page, Yudalad and Beis. We're trying to go through why it is that even if everyone holds Gzeres Shavah Sachir Sachir, that the halachos of someone who sells himself and the halachos of someone who's sold by a Beis Din should be the same, why it is that there would be four differences between a guy who sells himself and a guy who's sold by Beis Din. We already went through one difference, how a guy who sells himself could be sold for even more than 6 years, but Beis Din is only authorized to sell a person for 6 years. Now we're going to go through a second difference. My time at Tanakama Dom Mokhrat Mo'ainu Nirtza. What's the reason that the Tanakama holds that a guy who sells himself cannot have the ear piercing that will keep him on as a slave after his term is over? Says the Gemara, Midemi Eit Rachmana Gabi Machru Beis Din, because the Torah writes an exclusive term by Machru Beis Din, writes an exclusionary term by Machru Beis Din, where it says, Viratza Adonav Es Azno Bimartzea, that you pierce his ear with a piercer. I don't know what they call those things. So what do we see from there? Azno shalo, that only his ear, velo azno shalmo charatzmo, but not the ear of a guy who sold himself. So you can only do the piercing on a guy who was sold by Beis Din. That's why the Tanakhama would hold there's a difference between the Mokhratz and Mokhru Beis Din. V'idach, who's V'idach? Rabbi Lazar, good. Rabbi Lazar would say, Hahil Gzer Shavu Da'asa. No, you need that as no to already teach you a Gzer Shava, because there's a Gzer Shava that utilizes that word. Ditanya, like we learned in the following Brisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Minayin L'Ritzia Shehiba Ozen Yemanis. How do I know that the piercing is done in the right ear? Nemra Kan Ozen, because it says over here by the Eved, Kan is over here by the Eved. It says Ozen, V'nemer lahalan, and it says by the carbon that we do for a mitzora, for a man who has tzaras, it says Ozen, that you sprinkle the blood on the man's ear. So ma lahalan yamin, just like by the guy who has tzaras, we sprinkle the blood on his ear. Right ear. Afkan yamin, so it must be that by the piercing also it's done on the right ear. So says Rabbi Eliezer, I already need the word azno to teach me a gzera shava, and therefore I can't use the word azno to teach me that there's a difference between mocharatzmo and mocharu beis din. V'idach, who's that? The Tanakhama would respond, imkein lemakra ozen. To make that gzera shava, all you need is ozen. My azno, why do you have that extra vav? V'idach. And Rabbi Eliezer would respond, Hahumi ba'ilei, azno velo azna. I need that extra vav to teach me that you can only do this on azno, but not azna. What does that mean? An eved's ear, not a nama's ear. A male servant, not a female servant. Ve'idach. And the Tanakhama would say, Nafkala, we already know this din, that it can't be done on a nama irvia, may, from the pasuk that says, Ve'im yomar ha'eved. That it's only if the Eved says, I want to stick with my master, Ha'eved v'lo Amma. That it's only an Eved, but not an Amma. V'idach. And Rav Laza would respond, Mi bayilei ad sheyomar kshu Eved. He learns from Vim Yomar Ha'eved that you have to say that you want to stay while you're still within your six-year term, while you're still an Eved. If the 6 years are over and then you say, no, I want to stay, guess what? Too late. You got to say it while you're still an Eved. That's what we learned from Vim Yomar Eved. V'idach. Who are we up to now? The Tanakhama would say, May Eved ha-Eved nafka. I learned that from the fact that it says not just Eved, but the extra hey. Ha-Eved. V'idach. And Rav Lazar would say, Eved ha-Eved lo darish. We don't make an extra drasha from the hey at the beginning of the word Eved. So the main point, number one, is there are four halachos about ritzia, about piercing the ear. Only a guy who's sold by Beis Din. A, only a guy who's sold by Beis Din. B, it's got to be the right ear. C, only an Eved, not an Amma, only a male Eved. And D, he has to say that he's interested in staying while he's still an Eved. He has to say it while he's still an Eved. Now we move on to the third difference between a Mocharatzma and Mokhru Beis Din. My time in Tanakhama do Mocharatzma in Manikalam. Why does the Tanakhama think that a guy who sells himself doesn't get ha'anaka? What does ha'anaka mean?
Parting gifts.
The parting gifts. Because again, the Torah has an exclusionary term when it talks about a guy who was sold by Beis Din. Ha'anik ta'anik lo. It says do the parting gifts for him, for the guy who was sold by Beis Din. So we say, yeah, lo, lo lemacharatzmo, only for the guy who was sold by Beis Din, not for the guy who sold himself. That's why the Tanna Kamma thinks that there's a difference. V'idach, and Rabbi Eliezer would say, ha'umi v'ilei lo v'lo liyarshav. No, the word lo teaches me, you give parting gifts to the Eved, but let's say the Eved was set free, and then he died. Should you just give his parting gifts to his Yarshim? No, lo v'lo liyarshav. You give the parting gifts to him, but not to his Yarshim. Yarshav amaylo, says the Gemara, why not? Why wouldn't you give it to the Yarshim? After all, sachir karya rachmana. The Torah calls him a sachir, like a worker, a guy who works for you. Well, mas sachir pulasa liyarshav, if a guy works for you and then he dies before you had a chance to pay him, do you pay his Yarshim? Guy works for you, guy puts a roof on your house and then he dies before you had a chance to pay him. Yeah. Of course you pay his Yarshim. So afhai pulasa liyarshav. So the Eved also, you should give the hanaka to his Yarshim as well. Ella, rather, we have to say a different drasha from the word lo. Lo, what Rabbi Lazar will say is, lo v'lo l'balchovo. You would give the money to the Eved, but not to someone that the Eved owes money to. You might think that if the Eved owes money to somebody, don't give the money to him, give it to the guy that he owes money to. No, you give it to him, not to his balchov. How do I know that? Me desfir lan bi alma ki Rabbi Nasan. Generally speaking, we hold of shibud de Rabbi Nasan. Shibud de Rabbi Nasan means if Reuven owes Shimon money and Shimon owes Levi money, that Reuven gives it straight to Levi. So normally you would think shibud de Rabbi Nasan did Tanya, because after all, Rabbi Nasan taught the following brisa. Am Rabbi Nasan mi nayin l'nosha b'chaver man v'chaver b'chavero. How do I know that if a guy owes his friend money and his friend owes his other friend money? How do I know that you take it away from A and you give it to C? Take it away from Reuven and give it straight to Levi. Tamalomar v'nasan la'ashar hashamlo. We learn that from the pasuk v'nasan la'ashar hashamlo. So asalo la'afuke. That's what the word lo by ha'anaka comes to exclude. That normally you'd skip the middleman, but not when that middleman is an eved that you have to give parting gifts to. You don't skip the middleman. Then you give it to the eved. You don't give it to who? To the Balchov, the guy that the Eved owes money to. V'idach, the Tanakhama would respond, B'almanami lo shvi like Rabbi Nasan. Tanakhama would say, I don't need the word lo to tell me not to say like Rabbi Nasan. I don't hold of Rabbi Nasan ever. I just don't hold of Rabbi Nasan's shita. So you don't need a word in the pasuk to tell me not to hold like Rabbi Nasan. Main point number two, we give hanaka to the Yorshim if the Eved dies, but not to the Balchov, despite shibud the Rabbi Nasan. We give it to the Yarshim if the Eved dies. Hanaka goes to the Yarshim if the Eved dies, but not to the Balchov, in spite of Rabbi Nasan, in spite of Shibud Rabbi Nasan. Now we're up to issue number four. Difference number four between a Mocher Atzma and Mechru Bezin. My time in Tanakama, the Mocher Atzma in Rabbi Mosel Shivcha Kananis. Why does Tanakama think that a guy who sold himself does not get a Shivcha Kananis? Well, Miyet Rachman Agavi Mechru Bezin. We have a special exclusion in the pasuk by a guy who was sold by Bezin. It says, Im Adonav Yitain Lo Isha. Which word in the pasuk is the exclusion? Lo. It says you give to him, to the guy who was sold by Bezin. Lo V'lo L'mocharatzmo. The guy who was sold by Bezin, but not the guy who sold himself. V'idach, and Rabbi Eliezer would respond, no, you know what I learned from the word lo? Lo bal karcho. That even if the guy doesn't want a shivcha kananis, you can force him to take a shivcha kananis. V'idach, Tanakama would respond, I know that you could force him from somewhere else. Michi mishna schar sachir nafka. I learned that from the words, michi mishna schar sachir. End of quote is sachir. Nafka, I derive it. Detanya, because we have a braisa that says, ki mishna schar sachir avadcha, end quote, sachir eino ovid el biyom. When you hire a worker, he only has to work for you during the day. You cannot demand that the guy who you hire to build your roof is going to work for you for 24 hours. He works for you only during the daytime. Eved Ivri Oved Bein Bayom Uvein Balayla. But an Eved Ivri works for you both during the daytime
and
at night. You know what's coming up over here. How does he work for you at night? We'll get to it. V'chisala Adayit Chashav Ivri Oved Bein Bayom Uvein Balayla. Does this really, would we ever even think that an Eved Ivri works day and night, working day and night, you know, out in the fields and doing all sorts of menial and difficult labor day and night? Fellow Kvar Nemar, doesn't the pasuk say, Ki Tov Lo Imach? It's supposed to be good for him with you. Imcha b'machol, imcha b'mishta. He should eat with you, he should drink with you. You have to treat him like a mensch. So what do you mean, have him work day and night? Vam Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Mikan sh'rabba mosul l'shivcha k'nanis. It's from there that we see that he gets a shivcha k'nanis. That's how he works for you at night, by sleeping with the shivcha k'nanis. So that's how I know that you can give him a shivcha k'nanis even against his will, because that's how he works for you at night. That's what the Tanakama would say. V'idach, Rabbi Lazar would respond, no, imei hasam, if it was from there, hava mina hani mili midaite, I would just know that he gets a shivcha k'nanis, but I would think that it has to be midaate, from his own agreement, his own will. Aval bal karcho emalo, but I would think you cannot force him to have a shivcha k'nanis. That's why I need the extra pasuk to tell me that he gets a that's why I need the low to tell me that he gets a shivcha k'nanis even against his will. So main point number three: we give a guy a machru beizdin, a guy who was sold by beizdin, a shivcha against his will, because that's how he works at night. So, bottom line is, we just went through all four cases, all four differences between a guy who sells himself and a guy who was sold by Beis Din, and we said there's a reason why there should be those differences, even if you hold of Sachir Sachir. So we still haven't found a Tana who doesn't hold of Sachir Sachir. Going back to the big picture, to what happened on Yidal and Beis, we still don't have a Tana who doesn't hold of Sachir Sachir, because all four of those differences can be explained away with other drashas. So now the Gemara goes back to that conversation. Elaman Tana de lo yol sachir sachir. Who's the Tana that doesn't hold of sachir sachir? Says Gemara, hi Tana, it must be the following Tana. Did Tanya, we learn a brisa of Ishavel Mishpachto, that he goes back to his family after he's set free. He goes back to his family. Amar Ablaz ben Yaakov, b'mea kosim medaber. Who are we talking about? What kind of evidence are we talking about that goes back to his family? Ibimocharatzmo, if we're talking about a guy who had sold himself, harik varamur. It already said in the pasuk that he goes back to his family. I don't need this pasuk. Ibn Nirtza, if we're talking about an Eved Ivri who had his ear pierced, Harik Varamur. I already know that at Yovel, the Nirtza goes back to his master, to his family rather. So Eina Kasim Medaber El B'Machru Beis Din. The Pasuk must be talking about a guy who was sold by Beis Din, Shtayim V'Shaloshanim L'Fnei Yovel. When was he sold by Beis Din? 2 or 3 years before Yovel. Shaha Yovel Motzio. That he gets to go home at Yovel, even though he only worked for 2 or 3 years. But v'isal kadai tochiyal v'sachir sachir. If you hold the gzeir shava sachir sachir, do you need a pasuk to tell me that the guy who was sold by Beis Din goes free at Yovel? We already know that a guy who sold himself goes free at Yovel. Once you know that a guy who sold himself goes free at Yovel, if you learn sachir sachir, you should automatically know what the guy who sold by Beis Din also goes free at Yovel. They're the same. So v'yisal g'day t'chiel v'sachir sachir, if you hold of sachir sachir, lamali, nail of sachir sachir. Why would I need a drusha to tell me that the guy who sold by Beis Din goes free at Yovel? I should learn it from sachir sachir. So that's the Tana that doesn't hold of sachir sachir. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak li'olam yal of sachir sachir. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, no, even that Tana does hold of sachir sachir. V'itzrich, and I still need a drasha to tell me that he goes free at Yovel, that the Machru Beis Din goes free at Yovel. Salka dait d'chamina, because one might have thought, mochar atzmo hu delo avedi sura, that a guy who sold himself, who didn't do any avera to be put into slavery, he just decided to sell himself, that guy goes free at Yovel. Aval Machru Beis Din davedi sura eima niknasei. But a guy who was sold by Beis Din, who violated an avera, what avera did he violate? He stole, and he didn't have enough money to pay back. So that guy, maybe I would think we should impose a penalty on him, that he's got to stay even through Yovel. Kamash Mlan. That's why I need a separate drasha to tell me that even though this guy did an Avera, he doesn't stay after Yovel. He goes free at Yovel. Period. Amar Mar. Now, we happen to have mentioned Ibn Nirtza Rekvar Amar, that there is a pasuk somewhere that tells me that a Nirtza goes free at Yovel. What's a Nirtza? The guy who had his ear pierced. We had mentioned just in that brisa that a nirtza goes free at Yovel. So Maihi, where does it say that? How do we know that? The Tanya from the following brisa. V'shavtem ish al achuzaso v'ish al mishpachto. Each man goes back to his ancestral land and to his family. B'me'a kasam medaber. What's this pasuk talking about? Who is this pasuk talking about? Ibn mochar atzmo hare kvaramu. If it's talking about a guy who sold himself, we already know that he goes free. Ibn machru beizin hare kvaramu. If we're talking about a guy who was sold by Beis Din, we already know that he goes free at Yovel. We must be talking about a guy who had nirtza, who had the ear piercing 2 or 3 years before Yovel, Shah Yovel Motzio. That such a guy goes free when? At Yovel. My mashma, where do you see that in the pasuk? Where do you see in the pasuk v'shavta mishal lechuzaso that he goes free at Yovel? Amar Rava Bar Shila, Amar Kra, Ish, because it says Ish in the pasuk. Ish means man and not woman. Ezu davar shenog bi ish ve'enog bi isha. Which halach of slavery applies only to a man and not to a woman? Haviyomer zuritzia. That's referring to the piercing of the ear. That doesn't apply to the woman, ironically. Women don't get their ear pierced. Only a man gets the ear piercing. So that's how we know it's talking about a nirtza. I need one pasuk to tell me that a guy who was sold by Bezin goes free at Yovel, and another pasuk to tell me that a nirtza goes free at Yovel. Why? If you only would have told me that a guy who was sold by Bezin goes free at Yovel, I would say, yeah, that's Mishum de lo matay zimne. That's because his slavery never came up and he never opted in for more. Meaning his term never ended. So he never said, I want to stay for longer. So he should go free at Yovel. Aval nirtza, but the guy who was nirtza, de matay zimne, where his slavery was up, his term was up. And what did he do when his term was up? The nirtza, what did he do? He said, I want more slavery. I want to stay for more. So Ema Niknese, you might think we should penalize him by making him stay even past Yovel. Why should we punish him? What would he do wrong by saying, I want more? What's wrong with saying, I want to stay? Says Rashi, Liknese, Al Sha'amar Lo Eitze, by saying, I don't want to leave. V'avar Al, and he violates the Pasuk, Ki Avadai Heim. Where God says the Jewish people are my slaves, not
your slaves.
Slaves to other people. So therefore he violated that halacha. V'yashmini nirtza. And if we only would have been told that a nirtza goes free at Yovel, Mishum da'avad le'shesh, I would think, yeah, he gets to go free at Yovel because at least he put in a full 6 years. Aval machru bezin da'avad le'shesh, emelo. But I would think that a guy who was sold by Bezin who has not yet put in a full 6 years, but Yovel just arrived, I might think that he does not go free at Yovel. Sricha. That's why I need both psukim. And also, v'yisruch l'michtav v'shavtem, v'yisruch l'michtav li'olam. It has to say v'shavtem and li'olam, both of which teach us that he goes free at Yovel. Dikas v'rachmana li'olam, have a mean of li'olam amish. If the Torah would have just said he stays a slave li'olam, I would have thought that means literally forever, even past Yovel. Kas v'rachmana v'shavtem, that's why the Pasuk has to say, no, he returns home at a certain point. Because Rachman of Shaftem, and if it only would have said Vishaftem, Hava Amina Hanimili Hechatalavit Shesh, I would say, yeah, he goes free at Yovel if he did not yet work 6 years. Aval Hechatalavit Shesh, Loye Sofo Chamar Mitchilaso. But if he worked 6 years, then we can't make his end more strict than his beginning. In the following sense, Matchilaso Shesh, just like when he first got into slavery, it was for 6 years. Af sofo nami sheish. So I would think that when he stays on for an additional time, it's also got to be another 6 years. Kamash malan liolam liolam shel yovel. That's why he says liolam, to tell me it's not an additional 6 years. It's an additional however many years it is to Yovel. So let's say a guy was sold in the second year of a Yovel cycle. 8 years into the Yovel cycle, his first 6 years are up. And he gets his ear pierced. What happens now? How long does he stay on? Another 42 years. Main point number 4, all avadim, including a mechru based in who sinned, go out at Yovel. And main point number 5, a nirtza works until Yovel, no matter how many years before Yovel he was nirtza. A nirtza works until Yovel, no matter how many years before Yovel he was nirtza. Okay.